Keke Palmer reveals who made her totally fan out.
And Manny Fresh said he doesn't have time to deal with the youngins.
Also, Hugh Grant claims he has no recollection of puckering up with this royal reality star. And joining us is our friend, comedian, actress, and host of the Action Fraction On Air podcast, Vanessa Fraction.
Hey! I love pulling up and spilling the tea with you guys. So,
let's get this started!
All right, now before we get to dishing, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Although it's a day off, let's not forget about the contributions and sacrifices MLK Jr. made to make our world a better place. So remember to keep on dreaming, and despite what might be going on in the world today, continue to fight for peace and unity, all right? Gary, what you dishing about, bro?
All right, Head Craig. Well, Big Willie from Philly said, honey, he was dead wrong for the way he treated his Aunt Viv. Yes, after decades, y'all, of not speaking to Miss Janet Hubert and kicking her off the hit 90s sitcom Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith said that he realized, y'all, feuding with her was the wrong thing to do.
They made a horrible error and misjudgment of her value and power and beauty to the show.
So, I just all y'all, honey, you see, this is the dream, y'all, that Martin Luther King had for black folks to get along. That's all he wanted.
Was that the dream, Gary?
That was what he wanted us to get along.
Was it blacks and whites?
That he said Willie from Philly.
Wanted everybody.
He wanted everybody.
Well, he wanted everybody, but in particular, Africans in America, he wanted.
Africans, that's what he said in the speech?
Yes, I have a dream that all my brothers and sisters would get along and we would just do all this stuff. And just, it's sad that I'm glad he admitted that he did Aunt Viv dirty, honey. He was jealous of her. He did say that.
Oh, did he?
He was jealous.
They was jealous?
He was jealous.
I think it's because people live their whole lifetime wanting to know, was I right or was I wrong? Yeah. You know what I mean? And to have somebody to be able to say, you know what, I wronged you. Mm-hmm. Like, that can give you some peace that you never had.
But I mean, but like, you know, I think, you know, she probably felt like, yo, this is my most bankable time.
Yes, it was.
And now I'm labeled as problematic and I can't find work. I remember seeing her like in a headache commercial around the time Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on, but she wasn't on the show no more. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's on Viv.
Now, what you said on the real was that good time. That was a fresh, good time in her life. And it's like when a man suck out all your good years and then want to tell you, you know, I wasted your time. And you're like, you took all my good years. You know what I mean? Right. So I feel like he do owe her something for taking her good years.
He owe her a good damn check.
That would be nice.
Yes, give her a check.
Yeah. Have her star in a movie. Do her, what was it, Murder to Viola Davis? Y'all wasn't feeling it?
Yeah, Murder the Viola.
What was it?
Okay, anyway, How to Get Away with Murder. Yeah, gotta get her How to Get Away with Something, you know? Well, moving on to more news. MLK would be actually happy about. Our little sis Keke Palmer spoke about the first time she was ever starstruck, and you'll never believe who it was. Mariska. I say her name wrong.
Hargitay, you got it.
Hargitay, you felt it coming smoothly. Mariska Hargitay, because I love her so much, I didn't want to mess it up. So at 12 years old, Keke guest star on Law and Order SVU and said she forgot how to act once she saw Mariska on set. But it wasn't just Mariska's presence that made Keke fall in love with the star. It was her tender love and kindness. Listen to this.
Olivia Mariska came over to me. She said, you and the girl that played my little sister, would you guys like to come hang out in the trailer with me? And we're like, yeah. She had all these fancy bath products and just all this beautiful stuff that girls love. And she gave it all to us both.
I felt all warm inside. That is so nice. How cool is that for a kid actor to experience?
Sometimes you just need that one alley-oop or that one just pat on the head from somebody that you look up to just fuel your tank for the next 20, 30 years of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. And she could have acted so many other ways because she could have showed them all them boxes and goodies and said, y'all have a good lunch.
Right.
Had them walk right on out, honey.
So, Vanessa, who made you starstruck?
Who made me starstruck? Honestly, the first time I ever starstruck was Aaron Hall.
Really?
It was one of those big concert jams, and I was really into the I Miss You. You remember when that was out and all that? And he had just got the bald head. He was wearing a big fur winter coat. This far, R. Kelly took his style. Yeah. And man, I seen him across the room at the concert. I was like, because he made eye contact with me. I was like 14. I ain't know. You know, he didn't know I was just a pup. You know what I mean?
So, it wouldn't have mattered.
I thought you was going to say Monique, somebody made you starstruck.
If you know, you know. But no, that's who I got starstruck by was him and Stevie Wonder. I didn't know what to say. Even though he couldn't see me, I was like, I know I'm...
But
I know I'm
he felt your presence.
Myself.
You was in his energy
I,
field.
Like, my hand was shaking. I know I'm embarrassing myself. You know?
That's a shame.
It was rough.
Yeah, you do you think he could tell? Do you think he heard you breathing?
He felt the sweat. It was all over him. He was like, get her out of here.
Well, y'all, moving on to another
Dish Debate.
So Hot Boy Manny Fresh said he ain't got time for these young rappers out here. When asked why he doesn't collab with younger artists, here's what he had to say.
There's a disconnect with what you know what I'm saying. I'm not saying all young artists, but a lot of young artists can't take direction. And the way we work is I'm not gonna send you a beat. You know what I'm saying? If I can't sit there and do it with you, if I'm not in there with you, it don't make no sense to me.
Yeah, I ain't in there, you're out of there.
Yeah.
Felt that.
Solid.
Felt that. Yeah, I mean, because a lot of times, you know, this new generation of artists, they don't necessarily go to the studio like people used to.
You know, not just artists, but when you're younger, I know when I was younger, you think you know everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you always got something slick to say. You don't ever want to just be quiet and do. And sometimes a lot of people, unk and auntie, ain't got a lot of patience for all that because there are those ones that will just sit and learn and absorb instead of trying to show how much you already know. Like, you know, and Manny say he ain't with all that now. Now, you get the right one in him.
Oh, yeah.
I go ahead and do it. And I like that he said that. But you got to be true to how you work, you know?
There's a couple of people I think you could cook up something dope with.
Yeah.
Cardi B would be a good collaboration with him.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have a big
Everybody don't want to hear from Unk and Aunt now. Everybody don't want to hear it
now. All right, y'all. So Margot Robbie says we have her to thank for her full frontal scene in her breakout 2013 performance from The Wolf of Wall Street. In a scene from the film, she seduces Leonardo DiCaprio completely nude. And all the film's director, Martin Scorsese, told Barbie she could wear a robe. She chose to risk it all and go naked because that's what her character Naomi would do. Thank goodness everyone knows Naomi backwards is Imone. So how does someone prepare for full frontal scene? Scenes, working out, affirmations, checking yourself out in the mirror.
I go with, I must increase my bust. You know that whole?
Right.
Do some affirmation, get them ready. Get them, just talk to them. You can do this. You can do this. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, because like I've seen the said scene in that they're talking about, and that was The Wolf. And like Uptown and Downtown, you know, like was on display in that situation.
Okay.
Like, how do women even wrap their brain around just preparation to have that be seen?
You looked at me as if I had done that before, head crack, and I'm gonna tell you something. I have. So what we do is, you got a picture like they say, nobody else is in the room, and just zero in, look into his eyes, just zero into it, you know?
But I wouldn't want frontal. See, I'd rather do it from the back. I'd rather my walk away scene.
You want them to see you walking away.
It's more muscular.
Okay.
Well, for you.
Up next, Josh Brolin, honey, is climbing from under a truck to spill his tea. More on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, y'all know Lindsay Lohan made her first big splash playing twins in the 1998 movie The Parent Trap, right? She's both sisters. Well, at the premiere, Disney CEO Michael Eisner asked Lindsay where her sister was, and 12-year-old Lilo had a pretty snappy comeback. Check it out.
And I was so young, I don't even know how I thought to say this, but I'll never forget what I said. I said, well, you should have paid me double because I don't have one.
This is...
Do you think he was impressed? I also don't think that he actually thought that she had a twin. He can't be that disconnected from it, right?
I feel like a lot of times people on the corporate side, they don't be as plugged in as you think they'd be plugged in sometimes. It's baffling, yo. Like, you should know who works for you.
You should. Yeah. You should. And I thought she was pretty quick with that. I liked it. Even though when a young person says something to you real quick, you don't always take it well.
Yes.
I don't always take it well. Maybe that's me. Y'all didn't see that. Don't get smart with me, honey. I'm paying your bills.
All right, yo, listen. Josh Brolin has been plugging his memoir from under the truck, and he recently shared the childhood memory of when his dad, James Brolin, made him eat one of the family's pets. Check this out.
I helped raise these pigs, and then we're eating dinner one night. He said, guess what you're eating? I said, what? He said, either oink or snort. And I was like, what? And then he went, yeah, we, you know, and he Like, that's what we're eating. That's who we slaughtered. Why would you tell a kid that? It makes no sense.
It's not that deep, Josh.
It was to him. You could see the hatred in his eye. That was
hurt.
A canon event in his
still
life.
Hurt.
You know, it's like you're raising a pet.
Hurt.
A child doesn't know the difference between like a pet of two different like kind. Like, a pet for a kid is a pet. Doesn't matter that it's a pig, it's their pet.
I'm just not that tore up about it. I get why it would be traumatizing, I really do, but it's also the circle of life,
yeah,
if you know.
I thought that only happened in the African community.
But what if you eat your pet animal and like, yo, this is the worst bacon ever. You know what I mean?
Right? I know.
At least want your pet to taste good.
Because then you're starting to feel sick because maybe you were just cuddling that pig a day or two ago, or you were thinking you were going to go hang out and pet it later on tonight. Because pigs are smart, too.
They are. I honestly see where it's upsetting. What I would say is he should have prepared him better.
Yeah.
He should have prepared that young man better because he still has pain in his heart. And that probably was part of them years in the street. You know, he had a little drug addiction.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
He did. Yeah. It probably started with a little oink and snort. You got to be careful what you do your children.
He probably was snorting.
Ooh. Ooh. Why didn't I pick up on that? That was funny.
Yes.
Speaking of pets, Dame Judi Dench has a talking African gray parrot named Sweetie, and Judi shared a few of the bird's favorite phrases. According to Judi, she says, "You're a slut. Ah, you're a slut. Ah, she's very." Oh, that's not the parrot. Okay, well she. She's very, very funny. Everybody should have a parrot or a minor bird. Their voices are absolutely incredible.
Yo, birds learn to curse fast. I had a great aunt who had a bird, and that bird picked up four-letter words like that.
Really? And I think because it's like the one syllableness of it all.
Yeah.
I think it's easy for their little bird brains to wrap around it.
Also, it's like,
so that means if you curse, then you could just say, honey, you're a bird.
Boom. Come on now.
You. Oh, I'm a bird.
I think you have to say parrot.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm a parrot.
Yeah.
You say you identify as a bird.
I identify as a parrot.
Good luck with that.
You can try it.
Under that! Up next, honey, find out how Jamie Foxx, honey, helped this famous star get off the block. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, Unstoppable co-stars Jennifer Lopez and Jarrell Jerome were chatting with Entertainment Weekly about the impact Jamie Foxx had on their early careers. Jarrell said Jamie was the first person in the industry to call his phone, and Jamie offered him some words of encouragement. And here's what J-Lo had to say.
Jamie and I got onto In Living Color in the same year, and we were the two new cast members. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have made it through that season.
Crazy how I just brought him up out of all people.
It just random. And that was when I first got to L.A.
That's nice. It's so nice to hear her talk about, you know, the In Living Color days.
Very much so.
It seems like she ignores it a lot.
Yeah. I think, you know, especially when you start getting up there, stuff gets a little foggy, but the truth is you should remember your roots.
And shout out to Jarrell Jerome, because that dude is on a heck of a Hollywood trajectory from When They See Us to this new movie that, you know, people are talking really good about. And it seemed like J-Lo was listening to every word he said intently.
It did. She it did, man.
Shoot your shot, young man. Shoot your shot.
Oh, okay.
Shoot your shot. You know what I mean?
Moving on. Dr. Sarah was recently on Cam Newton's Funky Friday podcast, and Dr. Sarah was sharing how when she's dating, she remains abstinent, but they can still kiss, cuddle, and spend the night. Well, here's what Cam had to say.
If you come to my house, or we're in a position of intimacy, and you've already laid the foundation
of I'm abstinent.
That's cool.
Yes.
I'm not about to play with myself. I'm not going to cuddle with you.
Okay.
I'm not about to kiss you.
Okay.
I'm not going to play this childish game.
I don't feel
I
like
don't
this
kiss. I do not kiss to cuddle.
Oh. Well, that was, I do not kiss to cuddle. Well, I was going to say Cam gets it wrong, but he gets it kind of right. I understand, because what are we, in eighth grade? We're not going to come over here and start hunching. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are abstinent to me, first of all, you need to get someone that's on that same spiritual journey with right. you. You know what right. I mean? So that yep. we can connect on some things. Furthermore, you need to leave about 6-7 o'clock because I got somebody else coming over here to handle
who's not so right.
who to handle the other needs. I might eventually see mm. it your way.
That's not what
yeah,
we're talking
but
about.
Still, yeah. he should be able to control himself. He should be able to do what she wants to do: cuddle, kiss, and hug and stuff.
That's included. That is included in the package deal. But the other part of the package deal is that physical intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, for him it is.
And it does, yeah. It's not like it has to be all the time. Like, we have that understanding. But it's like the idea, it's like, no, I'm going to do everything but that and keep coming over. You need to find somebody who aligns with you on that.
I agree, Tanner.
And like, and that's great, and that's
hard,
fine.
It's hard to program somebody who's been, it's hard to reprogram somebody who's been programmed already. Somebody mm-hmm. like Cam Newton being in the NFL like he's been. Most women are like those automatic doors at Walgreens mm-hmm. for him. Yeah. So when you get a door that won't open and you gotta like
you stand there like do I use my hand now?
Yeah, push pull. What am I doing?
Normally like, it just doom 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 doom. Why did not? What's going on?
It's such an important part of a relationship to just like kick off down the road for however long, especially when you're already staying the night with each other.
And that's my whole thing. It's not the point that you want to be abstinent. Why are you spending the night? You need to go to your own bed with that business.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You need to be laying
with the Lord, and if you're gonna do that.
If he invited, you should spend the night. You shouldn't have to touch me, honey. Like if I said don't
listen,
touch.
All right, well, we're going to agree to disagree on that. Coming up, is Kenya Moore twirling on a new man? That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, Miss Gone with the Wind, baby, fabulous, honey. Kenya Moore is not letting a long, messy divorce get her down, baby, and not on love. As a matter of fact, she just might have, honey. She got an eye on a new potential lover, Vanessa.
Ooh.
Check this out.
Who?
Is there a celebrity crush you fancy or someone who'd be like, you know what, we'd be a good match?
Trevor Noah.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Really?
Yes, that is my type all day long.
Mm. Well, honey, Kenya also added her that she loves African accents. So do y'all think, honey, the two would make a cute couple? Well, I would have to see his track record, first of all.
His track record is outstanding. Mm. Trevor Noah's dated some absolutely gorgeous women. And also, here's the X factor. It's the comedy. It's the fact that he's funny.
Yeah.
That'll get it. Yeah. That'll do it every time.
But would she be willing to fight Sherry Shepherd over Trevor Noah? Does she still have a thing for Trevor Noah?
I'm sure she does.
She never did like Africans initially on
this
the show.
This is a new... I hadn't heard of that before about this African accent, so you never know. But I don't necessarily if I put those two... What I think about, they're both attractive people.
Yeah.
I will definitely give it
but
that.
But I gotta see if he like Africans.
Yeah, Dua Lipa, Mika Kelly, they don't quite look like Kenya. Yeah. Wow. However, though, she's a whole nother kind of gorgeous.
He might have dated some African civilians that, you know, mm-hmm. we don't know about.
Yeah. Civilians. Yeah.
Didn't appear in Jet or Ebony.
Trevor, let us know what your type is. We got ladies asking.
Well, y'all, that's all the tea we have for you today. So be sure to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Loodles.
Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.